Minutes before 8 o'clock, you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Peter Apathy, and this is Raven News. Sitka voters will select two new assembly members on October 1st. Late last week, the three people who want those jobs made their pitch to the public. Aaron Swanson, Ben Miyasato, and Stephen Eisenbeis all took questions during KCAW's live on-air forum Thursday night. They heard from a wide range of callers, including skeptical voters and one woman who identified herself as Granny Goose. KCAW's Ed Ronco has this recap.
One of the most common arguments candidates for office make is that they're different. Elect me, they say, because I bring something to the table that isn't already there. So it was fitting, then, that one of the earliest questions to come in from a listener to Thursday night's forum dealt with that difference. What is the current assembly doing that you don't like, the listener wrote, and he asked the candidates to be specific. Aaron Swanson took aim at utility bills and said as they increase, life gets harder for young families like his, whose incomes are not terribly disposable.
That's something that, you know, the city could also look into, is putting like a budget plan, you know, where you take all your bills and you kind of figure out how much you're going to be spending per year and kind of just have like a balanced bill every month, and then, you know, say one catch-up month in the middle of the summer when your heating is going to be down.
The city is raising rates to help pay for a massive expansion to the Blue Lake Hydroelectric Dam. Stephen Eisenbeis also agreed that raising electric rates was something he didn't like.
However, at this point, we are too far into the Blue Lake Dam project to not finish this. Raising the rates, as bad as it might have been for many people in town, is at this point an absolute necessity. We can't spend as much money as we already have and simply give up on it. We have to continue at this point.
For Ben Miyasato, it was the budget. He said he'd like the city to be more careful about how it uses its money.
Spending. I hear the same thing about spending. Please keep that in mind. Don't spend what you don't have, and to start putting some aside.
It's all well and good to ask candidates what's bugging them, but listeners also wanted to know what the assembly candidates were going to do about it. One person asked, what fresh ideas would the candidates bring to the assembly table? Ben Miyasato says he's interested in the idea of building a road across Baranoff Island to connect to a ferry terminal closer to the Marine Highway's main thoroughfare. He'd also favor a marina on the eastern Baranoff shore.
If you have a dock over across the island, you'll be able to have other communities that will be able to take their own personal watercraft a shorter distance and be able to get on the road system over here to Sitka to use such things as the hospital, shopping. It just opens it up more for more public access.
Aaron Swanson says he'd like to have a sawmill in Sitka again using local timber.
You could use that lumber. You could probably sell it cheap and use it to build affordable housing. Another new and fresh idea would be adding a dock out at Salmo Cove Industrial Park for the fishing fleet that could be coming in for a major boat haul out.
And Stephen Eisenbeis says he wants to look at the city's water supply.
One new and fresh idea that I've heard around town and is actually pretty rapidly gaining steam around the entire country is about the fluoride that we have in our water here.
Eisenbeis says he's heard studies that say fluoride is a poison, while others disagree, and he says consumer filters to remove fluoride from water are expensive.
Plus, the city pays a substantial amount of money every year to add fluoride. So I'd like to see if there's community support behind removing fluoride.
If you were worried about the forum being bound up on complicated policy and wonky budget talk, you needed look no further than minute 52.
Stephen, this is Granny Goose.
That is Eisenbeis's grandmother, Eleanor King, fresh off the plane from California.
Hi. I just got in tonight, and I wanted to say hi to you.
I know. I can't.
She also had a question.
Did you have any ideas or thoughts about the tourism here, what you were going to do for them?
Eisenbeis says he'd like to see Sitka better marketed.
Sitka is one of the most historical towns here in Alaska, and we don't tell that story adequately. Juneau has a much more limited history, although they did have a lot of gold mining. And they tell their story a lot better, which attracts more people to them to see this gold mining.
Mayasato says he'd target marketing toward nations with emerging economies whose citizens are starting to acquire disposable income, like China.
Their middle class is one of the fastest growing on this planet. And when you get more over there in their population that are having expendable dollars or yen or won or whatever their currency is, this is something to look at as to whether or not we should be looking into expanding marketing for tourism dollars or tourism funding to come here to Alaska.
Swanson says he'd like to bring cruise executives to Sitka and ask them what we can do to better attract their customers to our town.
And probably add like tour agents, travel agents, have them all come up to Sitka, have the assembly and the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau get a work session going, find out what we can do here in Sitka to help promote more cruise ships coming to Sitka.
Of the three candidates running for assembly, only two appear on the ballot. Mayasato and Swanson's names will be printed on the ballots that are actually handed to voters on October 1st. Eisenbeiss is running as a write-in candidate. Election Day is October 1st. For Raven News, I'm Ed Ronco.
Besides choosing candidates to fill seats on the local assembly and school board, Sitka voters will decide a ballot question in tomorrow's election. The decision to extend the seasonal 1% sales tax increase for two additional years to pay down school bonds has not been very controversial compared to many propositions put before Sitka voters recently. But there are mixed opinions about the issue. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
You can approach Prop 1 with a deep institutional memory of Sitka's finances over the last 20 years. Or you can look at it like Tim Fulton, who serves on Sitka School Board. He says Prop 1 will free up needed cash.
Honestly, there isn't an arrangement, but I think that this assembly, and I'm very optimistic about our next assembly candidates, that are willing to work with the schools and they see education as being a priority.
Assemblymember Mike Reif co-sponsored the ballot ordinance with Tor Christensen.
And it's really neat to see that this community has embraced this way of keeping our school facilities in very nice condition. I think they're in very nice conditions.
Sitka is carrying a total of about $30 million in debt on school bonds, 70% of which will be reimbursed from the state. These projects, like the Performing Arts Center and other major school improvements, were originally funded through the seasonal sales tax. The bonds in Prop 1 for the remodel of Sitka High School and Baranoff Elementary were passed in 1996 prior to the seasonal sales tax. But Reif says there's room in the seasonal sales tax fund to cover those bonds.
We're actually collecting a little bit more money in seasonal sales tax than we are obligated to pay the state each year for our bonds.
It will mean keeping the seasonal 1% sales tax around a couple of years longer, until 2024 rather than 2022. If tax revenues continue to rise, it would be possible to pay down the bonds sooner. But there are still those who think extending the seasonal sales tax is a breach of faith with the public. Fred Reeder testified on the ballot ordinance before the assembly when it was first introduced in February, and his opinion hasn't changed. I called him about this issue, and he told me, if you go to voters and tell them a tax is going to sunset, you've got to be honest and leave it where it is. Reeder is a former mayor and the port director for Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska. He told me that he went to the assembly just to speak for himself. He is genuinely worried about the public losing faith in government if the tax never sunsets. Not everyone shares that worry. Aaron Swanson is running for assembly in this election, saying he'd like to represent a younger constituency. Extending the sunset is not a problem for him.
My thought is that instead of fluctuating the tax between 5% and 6% in the fall and the spring, is to just leave it at 6% year-round.
As a school board member, Tim Fulton says he is worried about the perception that the goal line is moving. But with this latest remodel of Pacific High, he thinks the district has pretty much completed the work it started when it first started bonding back in the 90s.
I don't see us coming back to the citizens of Sitka for increasing the seasonal sales tax anymore.
But Fulton says he wouldn't mind having a conversation about Sitkin's expectations for their schools and how to fund them. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
The Sitka High boys captured the regional small schools championship in a meet held in Sitka Saturday morning. Freshman David Wilcox blew in across the finish line in front of the Sitka Sound Science Center in 17 minutes, 37 seconds. That's a pace of under 6 minutes per mile. Wilcox had improved over the course of the season and feels he'll pick up speed before state. The key to his success Saturday may have been hydration and getting plenty of rest.
Well, this morning I slept in till like almost 8, and we were supposed to be here at 8, and so I sort of just freaked out today, but I've been drinking like a few bottles of water a day.
The win by Wilcox helped give the Sitka boys the regional 3A title. Colin Bachoco finished in the top 10 in sixth place. Mount Edgecombe's Cole Johnson came in second. The Sitka girls took fourth place behind Sid Riggs and Crystal Widmeyer, who finished fourth and ninth, respectively. Mount Edgecombe's Joe Zakowski finished seventh. Petersburg took the girls' 3A crown with three runners in the top 10. All were far behind Thorn Bay's Taylee Nyquist, though, who finished the course in 18 minutes and 40 seconds, a full 2 minutes ahead of the next runner. Nyquist, a junior, won the small state schools title last year and is likely to repeat this year. The state meet is at Bartlett High School in Anchorage. That's on October 5th. David Wilcox, by the way, is planning to run across the country with his dad next year to protest genetically modified foods. You can find a link to that story and complete results from the regional cross-country meet on our website. That's kcaw.org. And volunteers are being sought ahead of a statewide tourism meeting in Sitka. The Alaska Travel Industry Association will hold its annual conference in Sitka from October 8th through the 10th. Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Tanya Rio says it's a chance for Sitka to show off its qualities to about 400 attendees. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. Thanks so much for joining me.
Down beginning this Monday.